Hey everyone, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Andrea, or as most people call me, Anj.
And this is Trendish. Thanks for joining us. Let's dive in.
Hello?
Hello, folks.
Are you there?
My brain's going 20 miles a minute, and we just never have any lead up here.
I just gave you a lead
up. Do you not like us
to, like, open it, like, more, like, creatively, more introduction?
No, I like people to just jump in like they're talking
Jamie's,
to friends.
Jamie's authentic. She values authenticity.
Well, you know,
warm welcome.
I don't know, though, because I went to therapy today, and I don't know if I'm authentic.
Well, see, I didn't know you had hit record, but I was literally just about to ask about your therapy session. So now we're live. So now, since you hit play so soon, you'll have to share with us how your therapy session went.
It's going to be good.
It's still just kind of intake, like, early on.
It's early on.
We're still learning.
Ange, I feel like she knows me better than... my last therapist did in a whole year.
I told you.
Oh.
I tried.
It's been 2 weeks, and that girl is reading my mail, and I'm like...
She's awesome.
Sister, slow down. I am trying to process here. So, I've got some work to do.
She's helped me. Like, I'm on the brink of calling her my mentor. I'm like, therapists, they can be the same. Who says they can't?
I thought about, you know, like, just cutting ties and being like, can I just know you in my personal life instead? Like, I think that we could get along. Because she has been told she's an 8. So.
Yeah. Except you're not.
You are.
Oh, yeah.
No. So, like, I can handle it.
Yeah. Sheila told me in our last session something like, I don't say this about a lot of clients. Actually, hardly, you know, none. But I think you and I are very similar. Like, I think we can have a very similar, you know, demeanor. And I was like, I know our personalities are very similar. She said, yes, our personalities are very similar. I was like, girl, you wouldn't believe it, but I am blessed by that. I mean, that's a compliment on my book.
So, anyway, I'm going to start a EMDR journey, and I would love to talk about that on here eventually. She's going to start me slow, she said.
She should, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard, so. That kind of fits where we're going today.
Except before we go there, I feel like we should tell the people what EMDR is, because some might be still with us and some may be like, what is that?
Sure.
Like a sign. So I've been doing EMDR for like 3 years. I can't remember what it stands for.
It's like eye movement, major. Something.
Rapid eye something. Muscular movement.
Basically what it means is you are taking your emotion from a memory from one side of the brain to the other side of the brain. So how that works, like, can differ, but sometimes you'll be talking about a memory and the therapist will be moving a light from one side of the room to the other side, and the point is for you to watch the light. So you're literally moving things in your brain from
right
one side.
Left.
Yeah, that is obviously a very, like, non-scientific answer. That's just the best way I've known how to describe it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. If you are like a licensed therapist on
here, like, please
granted,
don't come for my life.
Yeah, like, we could make it. Also, there's so many different ways to do the right to left too. Like, she uses buzzers that you just hold that go right, mm-hmm. left, that you just, yeah. So, but I've done it like 3 different ways. So, but I would say the gist really is the right to left mm-hmm. movement and, like, organization of your brain.
And
it's
point,
so scientific.
The point is, like, hi, I have feelings about this thing. I have talked about it for years and years and years. It still kind of brings the same emotion. I'm sick of feeling this way about it. Like, I have talked about it till I'm blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So the point of EMDR is to help, like, kind of shift that emotion you often feel towards mm-hmm. memory and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like living in your body.
Yes.
And so you basically, like, relive it but process it.
Yeah.
So that you can move on.
But you're processing it in your body.
Yeah. Gosh, maybe we should get someone. If you're EMDR certified on here, we probably can't use our actual therapist, but if you're
I'm
EMDR.
Sure, we could get Dr. James, who you like to call Dr. Kelly.
We actually probably could.
Oh, yeah, she totally would do it.
She would share.
Yeah, she would.
We'd go a lot. We'd go deep.
Would she share, though, because you've seen her?
It's been over 2 years. I've read HIPAA.
Oh.
And we just told the whole world, so who cares?
Yeah, I guess. So, anyway.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So, we're all on our journeys.
Mm-hmm. So, that's kind of where we're going today, is, like, our health and wellness journey. Not necessarily just mental health, but also, like, physical health and things like that. I know You talked about being chubby and tired a couple weeks ago. Oh, man. So you're on that journey too.
That medicine. Might fix you, but it will not fix everything.
And what did I tell you yesterday?
I don't know.
I said your brain needed more help than your body at the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was because I looked up. Like, I just never did this in my entire year of taking, was I on Paxil? Mm-hmm. Never even occurred to me, like, maybe you're gaining weight and or can't lose weight. And ironically, Andrea, you know, you've started this medicine. It never dawned on me. And you know how much I Google.
That's shocking to me. I knew right away when I gained, like, 15 pounds.
You did, yeah. You did start saying that, like, my medicine. Yeah. You say that. Well, it never clicked. Something was blocked in my brain. Granted, a lot of things were probably blocked in my brain, but yeah. It was blocked. And I'm, you know, I like Google, like, anything that comes to my mind. Like, am I dying? Do I have cancer? Am I going to live?
Do you have a brain tumor?
Beyond this. Yeah. It's often. Is it a headache or a brain tumor?
Yep.
Which is probably why I'm on anxiety medicine. To be fair, the anxiety medicine was probably working, which is why I didn't Google it. Like, no, everything is fine.
That's exactly right. Love that positive spin.
It is all great. There is nothing I need. I'm chubby. Who cares? It's not anything that I'm ingesting in my body.
Until you did care.
Yeah. And then I was like, this is dumb. Mm-hmm.
Then you were counting every single grape macro and...
That's when I was over it. To the point that wasn't even working. I was like, this is dumb.
Kind of like...
Your 30s suck.
It was around the time when you were like, do you have a scale at your house? And I thought you were talking about a scale you step on. And you were talking about a food scale.
Yeah.
It was at that point where I was like, okay.
I was traveling around with that for a while, remember?
We got to get it in check.
So I have lots of experience. Extreme, not extreme, healthy, not healthy.
So maybe we start with just sharing, like, where are we at in our wellness journey?
Mind, body, spirit.
Yeah.
Great. Would you start?
Well, we already kind of talked about my spirit and where I'm at there.
We did? I feel like that's your mind.
Yeah, but like...
You're not getting out of spirit.
Well, I feel like the two go hand in hand for me.
Okay, yeah, me too. So I'll just answer too.
No, that's not fair. You have more to say. I can tell from the way your cheeks are red.
My cheeks are red because I just worked out.
It's kind of hot in here. Oh my gosh.
I've been in a 50 degree household for a week.
And you wanted the
warmth. My husband won't let us turn the heat on, and we're recording while it's actually -2 degrees outside, so send prayers.
Well, all I really want to talk about is, like, my new journey with, like, veganism. And I want to be clear. I'm not a vegan, but I'm just...
You're exploring.
I'm exploring.
Yeah.
Because I think it's fun. I love to cook new types of things. I love a challenge in the kitchen. I have never been, like, a massive meat eater. It's just, like, the culture. I mean, I definitely grew up in a family that eats a lot of meat, but I was always like, I'll have 2 bites and I'm fine. So I watched that documentary, You Are What You Eat.
With the twins.
Yeah, it was a twin study. So one of them eats omnivorous and one of them eats carnivorous.
Which is plant to meat.
Yeah. And just fascinating. And more so what grossed me out the most was the way our animals are like... raised.
Yeah.
My brother said he's never looking at pork again.
Like, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
So I just think, like, I would like to be more conscious about where and when I'm eating meat. Like, I'm never going to... I mean, I had chicken last night. I'm not crazy, but I think I would prefer to, like, wait till I go out to get it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to the Hemingway on Friday, and you bet your bottom dollar I'm getting a filet.
Yeah. Yeah. If you didn't, honestly, I would say leave Jamie home.
I'm sorry.
Take me with
when
you.
When I go out to eat, I'm never getting a filet of cauliflower. I'm not going to be that girl. But would I make that at home? Yeah. I think that's so fun.
Yeah. Me too.
So, anyway, I've been experimenting with some... like vegan recipes, like vegan meatballs or like tofu tacos. And honestly, I'm an awesome chef.
Yeah, I'm just, that's what I was telling John. I was like, it's not because that stuff is good. I promise you it is not good. Jamie is just making it good. Just like you can make really pork that's disgusting and bad for us also taste good. Mm-hmm. So it's not. More kudos to you. if you can make it taste good and you like it, that's great. You're not selling me on it.
It's lowering carbs.
No, this girl, she tried to tell me.
Listen, if you know me at all, I am a big protein person, okay? But eat protein all the time. And this, and Jamie, the one who's known me, I don't know, over a decade, texted me and says, Anj. To be clear before I say the statement, I eat like 30 grams of protein like in a meal. Okay, like at least. She texts me and says,
but to be fair, I don't.
She says, Anj, tofu is great for you. It's like less carbs, 8 grams of protein, and like no fat. I didn't even know what to say. I said 8 grams of protein. That's like what I put in my kid's yogurt, my 2-year-old's yogurt.
And then
he ate 8 grams of protein.
No.
Today.
Listen. And then
I couldn't believe how serious you were.
I am very serious about it.
And it was over text, so I couldn't even troll you. I just said, I love that journey for you, but I can't believe that that's your selling point to me is 8 grams of protein.
In a fourth of tofu. Like a fourth of a block.
Which is all you eat.
Well, I know we're on different paths with that. But I'm just saying.
Man, it killed me. I was just...
I'm having a ton of fun.
It's great. I am not discouraging it.
Yeah, so...
I'm not diving in, but I'm not discouraging it.
Yeah, but I am going to make tofu tacos one time, and you are going to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
I made homemade tortillas with it. They slapped.
See, she said yesterday to John, like, yeah, I made tofu tacos, and he so genuinely, without skipping beat, was like, yeah, but they were disgusting.
Yeah.
I was like, John.
But I guarantee you, John would have eaten them. If I hadn't have told you, you wouldn't know.
I think I would have been more inclined. This is where John is more stubborn than I am in these things. Like, I think I would have, if it actually tasted good, I would have come around to say, like, it tastes good. I'm not eating it again, but it tastes good.
Well, yeah. Like, you would never
make
it. He would
be like, nope, not the same. It's not chicken.
Yeah, John also didn't drink coffee in college. Like,
his adaption is on his own style and his own way.
And now he's, like, cool into, like, got the great grinder and cares about his beans. I'm like, don't even talk to me.
Oh my gosh, we could talk about the journey. We could talk about the coffee journey for days. We import, lol. It's not an import. We ship.
You order?
We ship, order, ship, whatever.
Yeah.
Our coffee beans from Brooklyn, New York. So, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
And so, honestly, we kind of live in the land of coffee, so I don't know why we do that.
I honestly don't either. You guys beat to your own drum.
I just really like it. It's the only one I've, like, had, even locally around here, that I could drink it every day. You know I get bored.
Yeah, so do I. When I'm bored, here's the journey I'm on, the wellness journey I'm on. I'm just trying to care about, like, cooking, but also not spend my life savings on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to keep my house clean with my new mop. Trying to stay organized. That's my wellness.
Yeah.
We were talking about our colors, because this is the journey we're on. I know we've talked about this before, and I was very upset on the phone about it.
When you first discovered you couldn't wear tan?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what did you say to me?
Okay, I said some other things.
Yeah, I know.
I said a few things leading up.
Yeah.
You know, hey, that's okay. I'll be honest. I don't think Allison or I knew this was new news to you, so... We weren't expecting
not the point here. What did you say?
I think about a few minutes into the conversation, I brought up that I finally upgraded my gym membership, so you can come with me if you want. I can bring a guest.
And I said, what am I going to do with that?
I had already validated, like, yeah, you can't wear tan, it sucks. Like, I thought we had moved on.
The point being, my wellness journey right now does not include going to the gym.
She hasn't taken me up on it yet, and that was, like, months ago, so.
So.
I'm not hoping anytime soon.
I know that there's room for improvement there, but that's fine. I'm just.
One step at a time.
I'm just starting where I can.
Yep.
And where I want to.
Yep. You do walk Penny, to be honest. That's a workout in and of itself.
Yeah.
I would love to walk more. I just get so bored.
You are.
I can't do it.
Also thinking about returning your red light therapy.
No.
Because you're bored.
Oh my gosh, don't tell the people.
That's part of the wellness.
They're going to come for me.
That's on your favorites.
It is. Don't get me wrong. I love it. If you're interested in, like, starting red light therapy or everything I discussed in our last episode, I love it. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I just have to sit there for 30 minutes in one place because I have the cheap one that you can't, like, move around with. It has to be, like, connected, you know, to the wall, whatever.
Uh-huh. So she decides last night, okay, Never has she talked about this before.
I have thought it many times. Like, this has been a thought process.
Right. We all think a lot of things, and like, but we don't say them out loud. And so until we say them out loud, they don't exist. So last night we're sitting there, and she decides, like, I just like think I'm gonna return this red light therapy. Like, there's so much more I could do with $120.
No, and 30 minutes.
Okay, sure. So
every day,
she gets a text message about somebody's personal sauna.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Where their head is sticking out and their arms are sticking out. So it's like literally just your body in this like
in a camping chair
in a portable sauna. And I said, yeah. Ange, never have I once heard you talk about a sauna. You are not buying that.
If you know me at all, I get on kicks. Like,
we know.
I really do get on. Now, a few things are kicks, but I really pretty much stay on them, like working out or health journey. I change the kick around, but it's some kind of kick that I'm on.
Every other week, it's like, oh, I'm counting my macros this week. I'm not having dairy this week. It's protein only.
Macros have been my most consistent thing, though, probably.
This year, yeah.
This year? It's 2 weeks in.
Well, I mean 2023.
Yeah, like in the last year. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Before that, it was like, oh, where I'm keto. On a cabbage soup diet for 7 days. Or
I did like
Whole30.
That one.
Like,
yeah. Whole30 is the only one I would go back to that I actually really liked. And it's just because I like the whole. But I feel like Whole30. I'm kind of eating. If I'm like actually kind of macros in the way I want to. That's not insane. Then I pretty much have to eat like Whole30 anyway, so it
we
works
are
out.
So different. It's unbelievable. Like, I loved Whole30 because I got to be creative in the kitchen.
Oh,
I
no.
had to get creative. Some people
I loved like, it because of the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm like, perfect. I'll put chicken and sweet potatoes in the air fryer. And then I have it. Whole and 30.
But that's I mean that to say, like, what is wellness? For you, is not necessarily wellness.
No, not at all. The other day, so like we said, it's cold right now, so we had a snow day. Well, I don't know. We've had a million snow days. It feels like I'm just living in snow day land.
It literally feels like the second Christmas break, and I'm grateful for it because I didn't feel like I got a first one.
Well, I'm not. Because I did get a first one, and my kids were home the whole time, most of the time. And they are again. But, difference being, there is nothing to do because it is -2 degrees. Mm-hmm. So, we're just locked in our house. Anyway. It's their nap time, quiet time. So I normally have this, like, you know, hour and a half stretch. Not quite to myself, but I'll normally work out in that time.
Is that happening right now?
No. Lawrence is at school.
Oh, yeah.
And Liam's just existing, but he's easier to manage.
That kid plays chess. He's 5.
I know. He's pretty good at it.
He's pretty good. We tied last night.
He's really smart. Fun fact, he also goes to play therapy. We could talk about that probably on a whole other episode.
Yeah, absolutely could.
For the moms who are listening.
Yeah.
And because I just thought all these things were wrong with him. I'm not saying I was hoping that something was wrong with him. I just was, like, hoping for an answer to why sometimes it's just
why sometimes
so
he's 5
hard. Like, why? I, like, oh, I bet he has, this would make so much sense. I just wanted an answer. It wouldn't fix it, but it would just tell me I wasn't crazy. And she had no answers. It's not that she had no answers. Her answer was just, nope, he's fine. He's just too smart. He's, like, actually really, like, smart. You should look into gifted and talented. Are you joking? That's it? Do you have any skills or, like, how do I cope with him being smart? Yeah, no, he's, like, really, and every session she just reminds me, like, well, he's really smart, so you'll just have to, I'm like, oh, my God.
That's like Penny.
Yeah, actually, they're the same. Well, one's a human, one's a dog, but
my dog trainer told me, you're probably just going to have to manage your whole life, and I said, awesome.
Well, that's how it feels with my 5-year-old at the moment. So, anyway, they were asleep, nap time, who knows, whatever. And I normally am always working out in that time, but the gym was actually closed because I think a pipe burst or something. And so I couldn't go. Yeah, I couldn't work out my garage because it was -2 degrees. So I just had nothing to do. I've not been in this place for so long. Mm-hmm. And normally I would then watch football instead. It was a Sunday. There wasn't any games on yet because they don't come on until 3:30.
Is this when you texted me that you were bored?
Yes, this is what I'm getting at.
And I gave you a list of things you could do?
Huh. And Jamie's like, oh, you want something to do in your free time to relax and have fun? This is the list she gives me. Okay. Clean your floors. Read a book. Organize a cabinet. Cook something new. Jamie, these are chores. I can do them when my 5-year-old is awake. Why am I going to do this right now? And she genuinely was saying that those things are actually fun for her.
I do it at your house now because mine is done.
Yeah, she did organize our fridge last night, our outside fridge.
And I didn't ask for permission. I just did it.
You don't need it. You don't need it. I just say this to say our journeys are different. Our interests, we may be similar. Well, I shouldn't say that. People may think we're similar. There's not much.
No, we are.
Other than my kids sometimes thinking that you are me when I open my phone, there's about not much similarity left.
It is shocking sometimes that we're so close because I'm like, how? What is it that's connecting us? Because it's not.
I think we just don't. We just don't get in each other's way. You know?
Oh, that feels deep. Say more.
We don't. We just like don't get in each other's way. I feel like that's why we are close because we are so different. There's like no, not that I ever feel with any of my other friends, like the competition factor, but it's like.
Oh, I am not competing with you. I don't want to.
No.
You'll win just because you're more stubborn than me. There's no need.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I don't think there's any. It's just.
There's no jealousy?
No, you're just I'm fully not jealous you, of you and I'm fully
I love
mean.
You, but I'm not jealous of you.
Me neither. I'm not I never want to be vegan. But I love the journey
and
for
really
you.
I really don't want to count my macros. I really
No, I
don't.
Really think you would die before you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there anything else about your health journey you want to share before we get into some specific questions?
My health journey. We should probably start with the specific questions because I could go the whole.
Sure.
Just if you're new in the audience, know that I have two small kids and a husband, so that makes my journey just a whole lot different sometimes. You want to start? I don't think she likes it, folks. She looks like she's changing the question.
Yeah, I don't.
She does.
How can stress be managed effectively during the 20s, considering the many responsibilities and life changes that often occur?
Okay, so discussion of stress, we both have had various ways to manage stress and pressure. Mm-hmm. Granted, I think we're going to get a guest on here at some point to specifically talk about the pressure, living with pressure, under pressure.
Yeah,
dynamic.
Her favorite quote these days is pressure is a privilege, and I don't
pressure
know.
Is a privilege.
I don't know about that, folks. Doesn't it feel like a privilege?
I love it. I resonate with that.
Oh, you love pressure?
I love that quote.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't say I love it, just because it's a privilege doesn't mean I love it, but I do think that that's true. Okay. Like, if you're going to do anything significant in the world, you have to have pressure.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. For sure. I cannot think of one thing that would not require pressure.
I'm not sure I want to do anything significant.
Okay, this is still where we differ, because remember I was talking about, like, legacy.
Well,
and
this is what I'm working on.
This individual and I are also still thinking, like, next big thing. Like, what's
oh,
the next
my
big
word,
thing?
Yeah.
And you're like, I just want to cook my vegan tacos. That's my next thing I'm doing.
I told you the other day that I just want to be a meal prepper for people. I want to create a business and just meal prep.
Yeah.
I think that would be so fun.
Well, there you go. That's what you should do.
I'll
help you.
What are you going to help me do?
Run it. Manage the finances. Get you some ideas flowing. You just need a little activator. Just jump
I
in.
I am
just
an activator.
Go, 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 go. You're middle of the road. You're not too far off, though, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go back to...
Yes, we have to focus.
Yeah. Go ahead and share. How do you manage your stress effectively?
I have to work out. I think I've talked about this before. I am just a way better human being if I'm working out.
Mm-hmm.
The journey, though, that I've come to, even since probably the last time I said this on here, is I really had to redefine what working out meant, moving from my young 20s, where mm-hmm. I was.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, might as well have been a bodybuilder. Would have made more sense.
Clearly,
to
yeah, literally.
Not that journey for me now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I just had to give myself some space to redefine it. Something that really helped me, I'll back up a little bit. I did say on a couple episodes ago, I got certified in Strength Finders.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't know what that is, no problem. But discipline is a strength. And discipline is like, if there's 34 strengths, it's like my 33rd.
Mm-hmm.
So like discipline, mm-hmm. just so low. I want to do something new every day. I don't want a routine. I want mm-hmm. to just like address problems as they come. I mean, it makes me really great some days. And then like other days when my team's waiting for me on things, like really not great. Or my, you know, 1,200 messages in my inbox makes me not awesome, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But other things make me awesome, so it's not discipline. And I remember when I was going through the certification, our coach is also very low in, we had a lot of similar ones, she's very low in discipline. Mm-hmm. And so you always talk about, like, well, how do you overcome it? You're not going to make yourself more disciplined. Like, that's, like, that anti, like, rule against that, like,
just... The antithesis?
Yes, antithesis, yes. Yeah. You can't. You're not just going to make yourself those things.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to manage them. Mm-hmm. She's like, you're not going to make yourself disciplined. You should have to manage them. And one of the only ways you're ever going to be able to manage the fact that discipline is so low for you is to create habits for yourself. This is different than routine. Mm-hmm. It's a habit. Okay. So, and honestly, I've always hated the word habit, hate the idea of it, probably because I hate the idea of a routine. But mm-hmm. when she told me the two could be different, I was like, fine. Okay. I'll do it. So... She told me this before. Remember when I got on my, like, whole face care routine?
Do what
I loved?
Yeah.
Love. Still love. What am I saying? Like, it's like, I can't even go to bed now without washing my face.
You literally pulled me into your bathroom the other day to show me the...
So organized.
The organization.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. What do they call those?
Now I'm sounding like you. Yeah. I got things that turn.
Yeah, with all your skincare stuff.
Yes, it's awesome.
And I said, that's awesome, Aj. That's awesome.
But that all came also just out of a habit that I just started doing. So I was doing 75 hard. Mm-hmm. I think around the same time I got into the face care stuff because I just had nothing else to do with my life. Because mm-hmm. I think I was also social media too. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, I started doing face care.
You haven't done that in a long time.
Gotten off social media?
Yeah.
Because I've gotten better because I don't open my app all the time.
You know? It took three Maybe years of medicine. You just going off of it every other day.
Yeah. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, I was really on social media or I was not. Like, it was deleted from my phone or it wasn't. Now I do my puzzles. So I'm still on my phone all the time, don't get me wrong. But
yeah.
I play my games. Which is better for me than, like, scrolling through mindless things.
I refuse to talk about your puzzles. So please continue with the point of this.
Great. So I'm doing 75 hard. And if you're familiar with 75 hard at all, there's, like, five main things you do every day. But one of them is you're supposed to work out two times a day. 45-minute workout. Two times a day, one outside, one inside. Every day for 75 days. Okay? This is every day for 75 days. And I just want to say, at the end of this, I had maybe lost 5 pounds. And that should have told me that your medicine is doing something wrong for you. Okay? But I didn't.
You were literally doing two
I was
days.
Ignorant and lost 5 pounds over the course of 75 days. That's dumb. Okay? But... I'm also proud of myself because I genuinely did not start 75 hard to lose weight. I was like, I have to do habit. Like, okay. And mm-hmm. the only way I guess to make a habit is to keep doing it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe making that before. So anyway, what I love, the best thing that came out of me out of doing 75 hard was not weight loss in any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. But when you're doing 2 45-minute workouts every single day, I was so used to, like, my lifting regimen before, like, years ago, that every time I start working again, I always try and get back to that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm doing chest today, or I'm doing, like, my legs today, or just whatever it is. I, like, wanted that same routine that did not fit into my lifestyle anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I would just give it up. So when I was doing 75 hard, I, like, had to be okay if it was, like, just walking for 45 minutes.
Yeah, I remember
because
that.
At this point, like, I just had it was, like, in my brain, mm-hmm. like, you have to do this. Mm-hmm. Mark, just hit your little X, you know, mark it off. So go do something for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So I would be, like, riding the bike in our garage for 45 minutes or walking for 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's when I realized, like, this is going to sound so simple. It's embarrassing. But that's when I realized, like, wow. I can't even see.
I need you to.
But that's when I was like, wow, just, like, doing something for 45 minutes is better than nothing.
You have come so far.
I understand how simple that sounds, but I literally had to rework my brain to believe it. Mm-hmm. I was listening to this fascinating research. Oh my God. I'm dying at myself right now. Mm-hmm. But I was listening to this fascinating research on, I think it's called The Diary of a CEO. It's a book. Well, it's a podcast, but it's a book too. I'm reading the book. Anyway, listening to it. And he was talking about how to change a belief. And that, like, you can't change beliefs. Mm-hmm. Like, the example he used is this. Now we're really getting to the meat of the stuff. And then I'll let Jamie talk in just a minute here.
Keep going.
So he says this. he's like, okay, imagine, I'm going to do this with you. Imagine, like, someone you love most in the world. Okay?
Okay.
Think someone, like, you love most in the world. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine someone has a gun to their head, and they say that they're going to shoot that person mm-hmm. unless you can believe and say that, like, Jesus Christ is Lord. Okay? Bad example, because you probably already believe that, but let's pretend you didn't.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Or, better yet, actually, let's do the opposite. Gun to their head unless you say that Jesus Christ is not Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So out of the fear or pressure, you may say it, but your belief did not change.
Mm-hmm.
Your belief is still that Jesus Christ is Lord. Just because you force somebody to act differently doesn't mean their beliefs have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so he always talks about how, like, the two things that have to happen for a belief to actually change is that they need to see, like, new evidence in the belief, like, that the belief, the new belief is better than their old belief.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the other thing, to be honest with you. But I remember that one. That was the big thing. That was my big takeaway. If I knew I was going to talk about it, I would have shared more.
Oh, my gosh.
I actually don't have it on my phone. I can't just leave you with that. Okay, these are the things, the evidence. One, mm-hmm. So it's their own lived experience, their evidence,
mm-hmm.
and their confidence in their current evidence is like half of it.
Mm-hmm.
The way that you change their belief is by giving them new evidence, and it doesn't change until their confidence in that new evidence exceeds the confidence of their old one. So in this dynamic I'm talking about, with my, like, working out 4 or 5 minutes a day, even though it was such a simple belief, hilariously,
mm-hmm.
even though it was actions I was trying to change, like, you don't have to do leg day. Like, you could just
mm-hmm.
work out. My lived experience was following this regimen is the only thing that makes me lose weight and look the way I want. That was my lived belief.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would go and veer off of it just a little bit and nothing changed, or I didn't get anything in the way I wanted, whatever, it obviously wasn't working. So I need to go back to that thing. So I'm doing these 2-a-days for 75 days straight, whatever it was I did, changed the evidence to show me basically a new way. A new path.
So, yeah.
I wish you guys could see Jamie's face.
I'm here. I am here. So
that's all my that's all my internal thoughts out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. So you find yourself now where?
Now, so much better. Well, now I have that belief.
Yeah.
But really, I've married the two worlds, because it does also have to be like a habit, meaning it's something I'm repeating too. So I have really now found a new routine, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
that actually fits my lifestyle now. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not in the gym for 2 hours a day. LOL. If, I don't know, maybe some moms can. Kudos to you, but I can't. I have no time to be in a gym for 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
I forget, like, with my old routine.
You're too busy doing your puzzles.
Yes. Sometimes. Or working, or listen, it's better than social media.
Yeah, no, I'm...
I love
I'm
my puzzles. Did I show you my recent one?
No, I don't need to see
okay.
it. I don't need to see your digital puzzle.
It's 500 pieces.
That's awesome, Munch.
I started with like 50, for those of you who don't know.
Oh, my word.
Okay. So now I feel like I definitely have a new routine,
yeah.
like that I follow. I do like cardio in the middle of the week mm-hmm. after work. Because the gym's way too packed in those times. And then on, like, my lunch breaks on Mondays and Fridays, I lift. And on the weekends, I, like, lift and or do cardio. The weekends, I give myself, like, a what does your body need? Which, that's new for me.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So some weekends, I'll still do an extra lift, basically, if I mm-hmm. need it. Mm-hmm. Or I'll do HIIT. Or sometimes I rest.
For the people who don't know what HIIT is, how about you go ahead and share?
Sorry. High-intensity interval training.
I do like HIIT.
I love HIIT.
I feel like you see quick results.
Yeah. I have to be careful with HIIT because it can actually, like, make my anxiety worse sometimes than better. So that was another study I listened to, but I can't really quote much about that one because it hasn't been long enough. I just remember my main takeaway was, like, oh, I should limit how much I do that because it's actually telling something in my brain to, like, keep it going, like, keep your heart high.
Mm-hmm.
So that was not what I needed at the time. Mm-hmm. But I still do it. I like it. I like doing it on weekends.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I count my macro. I go in just seasons of macros, like we said earlier. But I do it with alongside maintenance, like maintaining. So if I do like 3 months of counting macros and like trying to actually cut, like lose weight, mm-hmm. then I go 6 months of maintaining just that weight. I go double whatever my like cut.
Would you say you're at your healthiest mentally?
well, yeah, but I'll probably feel more confident to be able to say yeah if I'm, like, not on medicine.
Well, I...
Because I'm like, that's, like, a shortcut.
Let me rephrase. Like, do you feel your healthiest mentally when it comes to, like, your regimen working out?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm really not doing any of it to lose weight. I'm, like, doing it because I enjoy... even macros, like, I enjoy it. It's, like, a science to me. Like, I love, like, piecing it all together. I know, we're different.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, count them because it's, like... wow, you should, like, you need to lose weight, you know, like, what, mm-hmm. The last time I did, like, a cut, actually, I didn't even reach my actual weight goal. I wasn't that far away from it, but I didn't even, like, actually reach it, but I still like doing it. Granted, I was on that medicine, so, another signal, I should have known, but I didn't, so.
Yeah.
I definitely think I'm at my healthiest with those things, though, and I think for a long time, it's because it was so forced.
Yeah.
It's just, like, another thing to check off, like, yeah. Another thing to do. You, like, don't even like it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big combination of, like, just releasing a lot of old expectations, finding new expectations for myself, and just finding new routine and new workouts at work. Like, I don't, like, lift in the way I did when I was, you know, 21.
Yeah. I would say you're at your healthiest.
I should just let you answer them.
All right.
Yeah, it's healthy. Do you have any additions to add?
I don't even remember the question.
Me neither. Stress. How do you manage stress? But I ended up just talking about my working out.
Yeah, because that's how you manage your stress.
Yeah. Which is, that's how I manage it. Or go to therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my management of stress is very different than you. I like to cook.
Yeah.
Put on some good music or a podcast.
When you're not cooking, you're at your unhealthiest.
Yeah, probably.
It's a little, like, cycle you get into, I've noticed.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I feel like you cook. I mean, when you don't cook for, like, an extended period of time.
Yeah. I share hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, I share hearts. I like to do puzzles, real ones.
Yeah, not puzzles.
51.
Okay, 500.
Yeah, I like to do real ones.
Yeah. Also, you don't have kids. I just would like the audience to know if I could, go do a real puzzle, I would.
Yeah, I don't think you would.
I don't know. I'm getting closer and closer to it, but it feels so discouraging because my kid... Did I tell you I found Liam cutting puzzle pieces the other day?
Oh, just, my gosh, that should
he
be...
He was like, Mommy, I'm making a rocket ship. I was like, Liam!
Where did he find puzzle pieces?
He has, like, puzzles.
Wow, that's really disappointing.
Yeah, so I kept trying to explain, like, you're never going to get that back. Like, you're never... Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? This is not my burden to bear, and he does not care. So
he is a creative kid.
Yeah, so he took all his puzzle pieces and made a rocket ship. So, like, that's what would happen with my puzzle if I...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, like, for however many times I've had a puzzle appear, not once have I seen you touch a puzzle piece.
No, but I just got into it, like, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Do you have a puzzle here now?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay. See?
But what kills me is, like, you said one of the ways you manage stress is puzzles.
Yeah.
But that's been a 3-week journey.
Listen, it works now. I just didn't know about it before.
Yeah. I also take
10 breaks. Yeah, you do read. If you're stressed, is it fiction that you read?
Yeah.
I feel like in any season, it's probably really more so
fiction. Yeah, I like fiction more than... Well, I like both. I love a good memoir. I love a good celebrity memoir.
Those are good.
But I also love a good fiction novel.
Did you finish Shoe Dog yet?
Yes, I did.
You didn't even tell me.
I didn't.
Wasn't the last chapter so good?
Yeah, honestly, it got sad at the end.
It's sad, I know. Oh.
So.
I forgot to warn you about that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I can handle it.
Yeah, I know. You didn't need a warning. I would have needed a warning.
Yeah, you would have. You would have been mad at me.
In fact, I was too deep in, but by the time you said it, I was like, dang.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have put myself out there.
Yeah. So I would say those are my coping strategies. I like to organize things.
Cleaning is your... I don't know how you didn't say cleaning, but cleaning is definitely, now that I think about it, you're like, I'm scrubbing my baseboards today. I'm like, oh, you must have been sending out a mailer or something.
Oh, gosh. Don't remind me.
I mean, you're good at it. Fun fact about Jamie, if you want to pay, it's like, anyone can clean, you know, theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
You have this weird ability. I think half of the audience is going to resonate with what I say, and half the audience is going to be puzzled.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be in the puzzled category, but it's okay. You have this wild ability to clean very fast. Very good, though, and very fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you honestly could probably have a cleaning/meal prepping company and just do it all, and you would probably make a lot of money. It's like fat. Like what you did with our fridge yesterday. I don't know. That would have taken.
It never would have got done.
Well, yeah, it just would never. I would have stopped halfway through. I would have given up. I'm really good at getting things started. I'm not good at finishing them.
I just, there's just so much enjoyment because I feel like you can live more efficiently once it's done.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I told you to get a coat rack and you said they're ugly and I said, well, your coat on the ground is cuter. Like what?
It wasn't my coat. We have a coat. We have a closet for coats. It was my bag.
I'm just saying, like, there are some ways. Here's where I am so much like my mother. Like, we love a good hack.
Yeah, you do. I forget them. Here, I love a good hack, too, but, like, there's no space in my brain to remember them. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that one time someone told me to put aluminum foil over this thing and it'll make it cook faster. I don't know. Something random like that. I can't even remember if you put the lid on the soup or off the soup if you don't want the juice to go away, you know?
Are you trying to saute it? Are you wanting it to be thicker?
Don't. That's exactly what my dad asked me. I was like, Dad, just tell me if I want the top on or off.
If you're trying to make the soup thicker, you want to keep it off so that the steam...
No, it's on. I don't want to make it thicker, I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I was like, no, I know I'm correct.
Oh, believe me, I'm not arguing with you on that. That is not an argument I'm taking up.
Yeah.
So on, I just learned that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, to keep it thinner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I could never. So if you think I'm going to remember like other life hacks, it would probably be so helpful, but I just cannot remember.
I just saw a life hack on Instagram and it's how to maximize your vacation time. And you best believe I took a screenshot of it.
I don't even understand how that can be a hack.
Because it basically is like breaking down all of the holidays and stuff. And it's like, take these days and you actually get 9.
Oh, you're talking about PTO. Like, yeah. Maximize your PTO time.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like, I'm in Hawaii. Tell me to maximize my time.
No.
I'm following now. I have unlimited PTO, so my brain didn't even go there.
I don't want to maximize my time in Hawaii. I want to just be there.
I was kind of surprised to hear you say it took a screenshot. Now I'm understanding.
Yeah.
It's just time off.
Not that I take my time off anyway.
Yeah,
I'm working on it.
I was also going to comment on that, but
I'm working on my tongue. I'm working on it. So.
It's like, hey, if I have 2 months of PTO, does that just roll over? No, Jame.
I'm still a little unsure about that.
A certain amount does.
So, I'm taking Friday off, so this is a two-day work week for me.
Great. Good. Good.
Yeah. Okay, here's the final question, Anj.
Okay.
How can technology and digital tools be used to enhance and support a healthy lifestyle in the modern world? You're in your 20s, like, you've got all these goals, aspirations, like, how can you almost maximize the resources around you?
Okay, tying it to your favorite topic, budgeting apps are so much better now.
Oh my gosh,
than they used
awesome.
To be.
Yeah,
so much better.
What do you use?
Oh, me, I only use Excel. You know me.
You literally don't even use one.
No, I don't even use one. But if you're asking me, I just put myself back in my 24-year-old body. I'm like, oh, if I had known at 24, well, I did used to use Mint like eons ago.
Let me talk about the one I use. I use what's called Rocket Money. It used to be called Truebill, but they changed it. I love this app because I have it connected to like my retirement funds, my investments, my bank accounts. It has my credit score. It has all of my subscriptions. So it will literally remind me like, hey, your $10.99 Netflix account is going to be taken out tomorrow.
$10.99? Oh, $10.99. Wow, mine went to, like, contract work.
Okay. But what's also cool is, like, there's some features in the free version where it will, like, go fight your monthly rate for certain things for you. So, like, I have a lower Wi-Fi bill and have had one for, like, 3 or 4 years because they went to the company on my behalf and got me a lower bill.
And it's free?
Well, then, no, for that, you give them, like, a 10% overage once or something like that. But I'm like, that's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I went from paying, like, $70 to $50 for 2 years.
Yeah, that's great.
So.
Saves you time.
It's a really cool app because it shows you all of your recurring, what you're spending in what categories.
Mm-hmm.
how your credit is changing over time. It's great.
Yeah. What's it called again?
Rocket Money.
Rocket Money, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the places to go. If you're looking for something real simple, just some budgeting pieces. No, not that that's not simple. But Mint is the other one in my head. There's another one, though, that's really popular. Now, it's newer. I'd have to look at it. I can't remember. But those two are pretty good.
What other digital tools do you use?
Budgeting. Man, I use my notes app all the time. All the time. I got an iPad fairly recently. Maybe not recent anymore, but you know how I feel about this thing.
You sure do.
So I have an iPad with a Apple Pen.
Yep.
And I've never been more efficient in my note-taking. Never. I'm not a note-taker.
I can't be around you. You just like click-clack all the time with that stupid little pen.
I love it. I don't even care. It is awesome. And that's, I guess, all I have to say about it. Like, it all syncs because I have all Apple devices. So, like, if I'm taking notes on my iPad, I think I especially love it because I speak so much. So, like, if I wrote up, like, my notes, like, on my iPad, I can, like, literally open my notes on my phone,
mm-hmm.
like, in the moment and go back to whatever it was I wrote down.
I only use my notes app for, like, personal stuff in terms of, like, work.
Mm-hmm.
We're a Microsoft company, so I use OneNote, which syncs between all my devices, which is nice because, like, if I think of something on a Sunday afternoon or something and, like, I cannot forget that. I know people that will, like, send themselves an email. I'm not doing that. Wow. I'm just going to, like...
That's a good idea.
I'm just going to add it to my to-do list in my OneNotes, and I know it will be on my desktop when I get there.
See, that's a life hack right there.
Yeah.
No, the email.
No. No, that's so...
I'm going to email myself. Or I could Slack myself.
Yeah, wow. I'll do that sometimes.
Smart. Okay. All right, so that's new. I haven't thought about that. That's exactly something I should do. So I do...
Yeah.
I used to
not do that, but sure.
I used to use Notability.
Okay.
Which is a different... I mean, it's similar to OneNote. I love it because it will convert all of your writing. Like, if I wrote an agenda in, like, my pen.
Yeah.
I can take all that text and convert it to text. Like, it will take my my chicken scratch, and convert it to text. And it is, like, 98% accurate. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed sometimes by the words. And I write bad. Like, I am a...
Yeah, me too.
Bad writer.
Yep.
So, however, Notability has these glitches where I've, like, lost all my notes before. So I'm, like, paranoid now.
Yikes.
And now I mainly use notes for it, but I will use my Notability app I can add PDFs and just, like, scribble all over them. So mm-hmm. if we're doing, like, handouts or I just want to, like, have pictures of papers or budgets. So I go back and forth between Notability, which I highly recommend, especially if you have an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're terrified like me, then still switch to notes for the important things. So I use a little bit of both of those.
Mm-hmm.
The other one I was going to say is, like, home features. Like, you're better at this than me.
Yeah.
But, like Jamie, like, walks in her house and she's, like, you know, lights on. And just, like, every single light turns on to the setting she wants it at.
Mm-hmm.
My brother-in-law is really good at this, too.
Yeah, I believe Ben is good at that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he changes it all the time. So it's, like, this light's going off, not another. Who knows? But they're really good at it as well. But there's just so much home management you can use. Like, I think ours will do this, but I don't know if it does. It does it from John's phone. But you can, like, you know, unlock your door.
Yep.
Lock your door.
I do that. Yeah, I have it for my front door, my garage door.
From your phone.
My lights, my AC, heat. Yeah.
And you know what? Here's a fun hack.
What?
If you're like me and you really can't make all of these things sync together, you don't want to buy 85 million light bulbs
mm-hmm.
so that they all do
mm-hmm.
what you want it to do. You can just buy all the different Alexa plugs and you can just have the plug be the little controller to it all. So if the light bulb goes out, it's fine. You're just going to get a new light bulb, you know?
That's what I do.
Yes, with the plugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for a long time, I was just buying light bulbs and just programming, like the light... You know what I'm talking about? Like, the smart bulbs?
Those... I have those in my room.
Yeah. I do have those, like, in a place where I couldn't, like a ceiling or something, where there's not a plug you can plug it into.
Yeah.
But if it can... Like, our Christmas tree lights, I wasn't going to find Alexa lights. I just... plugged our Christmas tree into the Amazon or the Alexa plug.
Yeah.
And that was literally it. And then it just configured all the things that I want. I will say, if you buy the off-brand plugs that, like, are not Alexa, it is more annoying. You need, like, that app of that thing. That's super annoying.
Yeah.
So I just buy all Alexa now. Or just buy all the same, like, brand of whatever all those things are. But personally, I use Alexa. So that's easier.
I'm going to say my last two. I found a new app called Listy. And it's nothing you want.
No, it, like, tells you all the stuff you read and watch and stuff, right?
Yeah, and it's really convenient because it, like, shows you a picture when you watched it or read it. I care about this because I like pop culture and I like to give people recommendations. But that's probably just because I'm an input number one.
Yeah, if you are familiar with Shing Finders and you have input, you'd probably actually really like this Listy.
Yeah, so I have my movies, my TV shows, my books, but then I also have a few other ones of, like, here are all the Oscar shows. I want to try to watch those, things like that. And then I would say, like, I do a lot of saving things for later. It's like, if I see something on Instagram, like, I'll save it, and then I'll find time to, like, go back to those at some point to, like, if I'm somewhere where I can't have audio on or something, like, I'll save those videos for later.
Oh, sure. Like, on the app?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I watch YouTube a lot. I love to watch trailers, but also some of my favorite chefs have, like, their own YouTube channels. And this is so embarrassing, but it's also not. I won't apologize. I watch the post-game press conferences of the Iowa team. Those are on YouTube. So, anyway, I get all these, like, recommendations of, like, things that I should watch. And so I save a lot of those to my watch later. Because I just... Yeah, there's only so many hours in the day. And I don't want to spend it watching or doing something that isn't excellent. You know? So, like, I want to have something at the ready to be able to, like, enjoy.
Mm-hmm. I'll just play Gilmore Girls for the 538th time.
Yeah,
you know,
you could. It is great.
Yeah, of all the shows for me to keep doing that with, that's the best one.
Yeah,
but that's great. So you have your watch now, your list now.
Yep.
All my other things are just work related.
So. Because, like, honestly, I probably get asked once or twice a week, like, what should I watch? What should I read?
Yeah. No, definitely.
So I'm like, I have got to have a way to, like, look at these
things. On Friday, John and I were just dumbfounded for a second because we were like, what are we gonna watch? And then I was like, what do we normally watch? And I was like, Jamie's normally picking something.
Yeah.
I don't even know now.
Yep.
I, like, we watched How I Met Your Mother because I know, devastating.
Wow. Wow. Okay, well, I think that's the end of this episode unless you have any final thoughts you want to share.
Nope. Evaluate your beliefs and work to change them.
Okay.
If you need to.
Yeah. What's trending in your world?
Oh my gosh, so many things. Where do I start?
You get one.
I have one?
Yes.
Gosh, what am I going to say? Okay, well, Under Pressure, then. The documentary of the women's U.S. soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I won't give away anything if people haven't, like, followed it or watched it. But that is actually, they say, I mean, it's a quote from, like, someone else. But they also say a lot, pressure is a privilege.
Yes.
And it is, and wow, I just feel for them, and I love them, and I wish Abby Wambach would be the women's coach, and I'd like someone to explain to me why she's not, but I probably don't know enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my two cents.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like it. It's a documentary on Netflix. Okay. On their 2023 journey to, well, attempting to the World Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, good clarification
there. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Quiz Lady. It's a movie. It's with Awkwafina and Sandra Oh, who both of them are just chef's kiss 10 out of 10 actresses. Like, they're just so freaking funny. It's about this chick who kind of is, like, overlooked her whole life and watches this quiz show every night. Will Ferrell is the host. And she just kind of becomes this, like, amazing, I don't know, person who can answer quizzes correctly. And so it's kind of her journey to, like, getting on the show unwillingly because she doesn't like attention. And it's just,
you resonate with this?
No, that's not it. I just love Awkwafina and Sandra Oh. It's funny because Sandra Oh plays the older sister who, like, is just a hot mess, and I have not seen Sandra Oh play that character before, which I think is really fun. Usually she's like very prim, proper, put together. Like,
I need to see these faces to think, to realize at all who you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I can tell nothing is resonating.
Nothing. Will Ferrell. I've never seen this before.
It was on.
Did it just come out?
More recently. It was on Disney Plus, but now I think it's on
Hulu. Oh, that girl. Yep.
Which one? Sandra Oh?
Yeah.
From Grey's Anatomy.
No, I'm not looking at her.
Oh, you're looking at Awkwafina?
Awkwafina, yes. That's it really didn't resonate till you said her name and I saw her face.
Awkwafina is the blue, like, lizard dragon in Raya.
Yeah. I know.
You do?
Yeah. She's also in... Are you kidding me? We watch these shows...
I know. That's why I'm telling you that.
All the time.
Sandra Oh is in Grey's Anatomy.
She's in another one. Oh, what movie was I watching with my kids that I was like, I know without a shadow of a doubt that's Awkwafina. But I can't remember what show it was now.
It's just her voice?
Yeah, like it was a cartoon.
Oh.
Like I could just hear it. Oh, The New Mermaid.
Oh, is she? Oh, yes, she is in that.
Yes.
Yep.
She's the crab, I'm pretty sure.
I need to watch
it. Or the bird. I can't remember who was talking to who. I think it might be the bird.
Do you think Liam would watch that with me this afternoon?
If you want to watch TV with that kid, he'll watch anything you want.
But I do want to organize your cabinet first.
You're welcome to.
Because it needs... You keep telling me to put stuff there and there's no room.
We're good at different things.
There's no room. You have to help me, though.
We'll talk about this another day, but I have delegated jobs to my husband. Yeah.
This is a topic for another day.
Yeah, I won't rest until... Well, actually, I will rest. I'll rest fine. And if that just means our house is a disaster because he doesn't do them.
No, this is where we're going
to
end.
I won't take it back.
This is where we're going to end. Your husband was on a work trip, okay? So it was just on, so I was over there a little bit, like, picking up and helping, you know, just with all the things.
Everything.
Anj doesn't do dishes. Like, that's a pretty known fact.
It's not that I don't do them, though. I feel like we really need to clarify here.
No,
we don't. It is John's job. Like, John and I have divided out jobs. I cook. When's the last time I've seen that man cook? Never.
Yeah, I know. Never. It is shocking. He used to always cook.
Okay. So, I cook, and he doesn't. It's not like I won't or I don't. It's, I have relinquished.
Yes,
you do the dishes. It's your job. Mm-hmm. If I even make it 10% my job, I'm going to get annoyed immediately at the way you do it, how you do it, and the timing in which you do it.
Anj, not the point of the story.
I just need to let everybody know, because people have different thoughts on this, and I'm like, no. I gave it to you to own, and I will not intervene.
Yeah. So, anyway...
But when he's out of town, I kind of have to.
Well, I did them.
But I did them.
I had, like, done all of the dishes, unloaded the dishwasher, and put more dishes in, and you're like, oh, you're already done? And I was like,
yes. That was fast. Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Told you, she's fast.
But there was a cup in the sink, and I'm just doing the dishes, so I'm like, here, this is the last one. Let's go ahead. Curdled milk. It was straight up like cottage cheese, you guys.
No, what Jamie doesn't remember is two nights before that, she found this cup of milk in the back of my fridge. It was like a little kid, like, sippy cup, so you can't actually see what's in it.
No, it's like dark blue.
And I just knew when she handed it to me that there is absolutely something disgusting in that cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot be bothered with it.
And
so I had it sitting in the sink until John's arrival.
I'm going to leave this for John. She said that.
I guess I said that just in my head and not to Jamie.
So, I didn't know that, so I dumped it out and had to clean that ish and found cottage cheese in there. And Anj was like, I was leaving that for John to do. And I said, oh my gosh, this is where we have got to grow. Like, we have got some room to grow here, and it is right here.
I will not apologize. Just like if I'm gone for a week for a work trip, he doesn't touch that laundry. Guess where it is? It is right where I left it.
It is right where I folded it.
No, in our hamper, all it's done is grown. Uh-huh. It's just a higher hill now. It hasn't been touched. It hasn't been folded. I would bet you any money it hasn't even been thought about. So, you know, we all have.
No, I think John has thought about it.
Maybe thought. Maybe.
Anyway.
Look, it's not a diss to him. We're both the oldest. We own our little areas. But if he's not doing his area in the way that I desire, I just let him suffer in that.
Okay, well, we're going to end right there, everyone.
Should have started there. Yeah. That's the energy we needed to kick this thing off.
Yeah, my eyebrows can't come down, but it's fine. We're gonna be fine. We're going to go organize some things and maybe watch Little Mermaid. So have a great afternoon. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. Don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And let us know what you thought of today's episode by tagging us on social media. This is Trendish. We'll see you soon.